Real Country 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg has requested a gag order for Donald Trump's upcoming hush money case. It's to prevent the former president from disclosing personal information about jurors. Yes, it was wrong, but there was no ill intent. That from the Pentagon about Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's delay in letting the White House and others know about his cancer diagnosis and that he would be hospitalized.
The review found that the deputy secretary was at all times positioned to perform all the functions and duties of the Secretary of Defense during the period of transfer from January 2 through 5, 2024. It also identified several process and procedural improvements that could be made.
Pentagon spokesman Major General Pat Ryder. The Supreme Court today heard arguments for and against laws in Texas and in Florida that prohibit social media companies from censoring political speech, specifically conservative. This is ABC News. A surprise gift for students at a New York medical school. From here on out, they won't pay anything to attend.
95-year-old Ruth Gottesman's late husband was one of the first investors in Berkshire Hathaway, and as a result, he made a lot of money. This week, Dr. Gottesman donated $1 billion to Albert Einstein College of Medicine in the Bronx. The gift, believed to be the largest ever donated to a medical school, means that tuition will be absolutely free from now on. One stipulation, quite unusual for a gift this large, that the school not change its name. Dr. Gottesman says you just can't beat Albert Einstein. Sherry Preston, ABC News, New York.
Inflation is changing the way we shop. A study by economists at Ernst & Young find that at the grocery store, for example, consumers are shifting away from name brands and they're going to store brands, or they're just buying fewer non-essentials like snacks or gourmet foods. We're also buying more used cars rather than new. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and warm tonight, to low in the upper 30s. A slight shower chance for Tuesday, high by midday in the mid-50s with falling temps in the afternoon and breezy. Snow showers tomorrow night with wind gusts to 40 miles an hour. Sunny and much colder Wednesday, high only mid-20s. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 63 right now.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. The two people charged in connection with missing 3-year-old Elijah Vu were in Manitowoc County Court on Monday. A preliminary hearing requested for 31-year-old Katrina Bauer and 39-year-old Jesse Vang. He's charged with child neglect. She with child neglect as party to a crime in the case of Elijah, who's been missing since last Tuesday. A 21-year-old woman was killed. Several other people were injured in a shooting Sunday afternoon on Milwaukee's west side. Police say it appeared to be motivated by a domestic violence incident. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources asking residents to avoid burning due to high fire danger across the state. Last weekend, the agency responded to 15 wildfires burning 30 acres. The wildfire season off to an early start this year due to the lack of snow cover and the unseasonably warm winter.
I love yard sales. Everywhere you look, a jackpot. Mark, check out this wild abstract painting. I don't know the artist, but odds are this is worth big bucks.
Frank, that's ketchup on a paper plate from somebody's lunch.
Well, bingo! These are obviously priceless ancient coins. This could be our winning ticket.
Frank, that's a bottle cap collection.
Oh yeah, Miss Smarty Pants? Well, I just spotted our ace in the hole. Look at this. An authentic miniature sword.
No, Frank. That's full size. It's a butter knife.
Problem gambling's a lot like that. You see what you want to see as you chase that next big win, that unbeatable hand, that lucky bet. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, we can help. Call 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. Gamble responsibly, and everyone's a winner. A message from the Wisconsin Lottery.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durant.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durant. EndTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durant. Numbers R Us, your QuickBooks Pro Advisor and Daily Money Managers, Durant. The Rooster Tail Bar and Grill, downtown Durant, and Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durant, changing the way you experience healthcare. Find out more at provisions.health. Durand and the rest of the Chippewa Valley are looking for an up-and-down week of the weather. Forecasters say we could see temperatures in the 60s, followed by a dip into the 20s by Wednesday. Then temperatures rebound, and forecasters say western Wisconsin will be back above 60 by Saturday. Now, Wednesday's cold snap could mean some snow or a wintry mix for us here in western Wisconsin. The same weather system will mean rain and thunderstorms in southern Wisconsin. Home sales here in western Wisconsin are nearly 8% lower in January compared to last year. According to the Wisconsin Realtors Association, home sales in Pepin County in January were at 3, Pierce County 9, Buffalo County 10, and Dunn County had 32 homes sold. The median price for a home in western Wisconsin in January, $265,000. Meanwhile, statewide home sales were up by nearly 10% compared to last year. Experts say the lead cause is baby boomers putting their houses on the market and millennials looking to move in. There's another gaping hole in downtown Toma. Firefighters say a Friday night fire destroyed a candle shop in that city's downtown. No one was hurt in the fire at the Sassy Girl Aroma Store, but the fire did destroy the building. Firefighters from Toma, Oakdale, Fort McCoy, Volkfield, and 8 other departments were called in to fight the fire. It took nearly 88 firefighters and 9 hours to contain the blaze. No cause of the fire yet. The fire at the Sassy Girl store comes just after 3 months after another fire destroyed a Chinese restaurant in downtown Toma. The plans to get tougher on human trafficking in Wisconsin will take another step forward this week. A Senate committee is set to vote on the proposals from the Speaker's Task Force on Human Trafficking. Those include more training for everyone from teachers to hotel workers on how to spot the signs of human trafficking. There's also a plan to create a new human trafficking council for Wisconsin. The state assembly already approved the plan. This is National Flood Safety Awareness Week, and Wisconsin Emergency Management wants you to be sure that you're prepared for a flood. Spokesperson Andrew Beckett says you can find out if your home is at risk with information from FEMA.
A site that is a great tool is floodsmart.gov. It has a number of pieces of information on there about evaluating flood risk for where you live, as well as information on flood insurance.
Beckett reminds you that most homeowners' insurance policies do not cover flooding, so it's important to get that separately if your home is in a flood-prone area. The National Weather Service is not expecting widespread flooding this spring here in western Wisconsin due to the lack of snow cover. You're listening to WRDN News.
Too busy to cook tonight? Let the Rooster Tail do the cooking for you. The Rooster Tail features daily specials, including Taco Tuesdays, Wednesday Wings, Thursday's Burger of the Day, the Friday Fish Fry, and Saturday, receive $2 off all large pizzas. Have fun at the Rooster Tail with Thursday Bingo from 6 to 8 and Karaoke Saturdays at 7. Visit their Facebook page for additional specials and events. For food and for fun, it's the Rooster Tail in downtown Durand.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
A Boyceville man is dead after a two-vehicle head-on collision in Dunn County Sunday. According to the Wisconsin State Patrol, a 56-year-old Chautauqua woman was traveling southbound in a pickup truck on Highway 25 near Northline Road when she pulled into the northbound lane to pass and hit a passenger car driven by a 57-year-old Boyceville man. The man was killed in the accident while the woman was taken to a local hospital with minor injuries. The Wisconsin State Patrol continues to investigate that accident. Firefighters from Wheaton responded to a brush fire just off of Highway F and Highway 29 on Saturday. When firefighters arrived, they found the fire burning across a field and wooded area with a barn and outbuildings nearby. Approximately 10 acres burned in the fire. No one was injured. Fire officials say the fire started when the property owner started a brush pile on fire. Both buildings were not damaged by the blaze. The Wisconsin Crime Alert Network has issued an alert for a scam involving two men attempting to sell candy bars in western Wisconsin. The two men were recently seen attempting to sell $10 candy bars that are supposedly to help the Boys and Girls Club in Chicago and the Building Brighter's Future organization. Both of the groups say they do not know either of the men, and one of which was identified as Chris Jefferson of Illinois. La Crosse will lose one of its Mississippi riverboats. The American Queen last week announced it would close and end all operations. La Crosse was one of the destinations for the Queen, and tourism officials say the boat will be missed. A.J. Frales with Explore La Crosse say the boats brought a lot of visitors, and he says there will be a ripple effect. No one is just saying why the Queen shut down, or what will happen with the boat, or with anyone who may have booked reservations for a cruise next summer. Authorities are continuing to search for a missing Manitowoc County boy who hasn't been seen since last Tuesday. No one is willing to give up on the search for 3-year-old Elijah Vu. His mother and boyfriend were in court Friday. They were ordered held on child neglect charges. Prosecutors have not filed any other charges at this point. Last week, the FBI joined the search and was spotted searching through a nearby landfill. Elijah's pictures are online. Searchers are asking anyone who may know anything to please speak up. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
The Wisconsin Beef Council is accepting nominations for their inaugural Wisconsin's Best Burger Contest. The contest is designed to seek out and promote 100% beef burgers prepared in Wisconsin restaurants.
Individuals may nominate their favorite beef burger from a Wisconsin restaurant on the Wisconsin Beef Council website. Now, nominations started today, and they will continue through midnight on Sunday, March 24th. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Well, now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Hair Volume is the all-natural solution trusted by millions of women around the world to say goodbye to thin, brittle, shedding hair. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. Go to NewNordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens or CVS.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1-Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
Gordon has new perspective on 500 victory. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Is this the start of a NASCAR dynasty for Ryan Blaney?
Ready to go to work.
A redemption tour for Chase Elliott. Is Denny Hamlin a ruthless competitor or a villain? Is it time for a Bubba Wallace breakthrough? For Ross Chastain to give back to breaking stuff? Or is this the makings of the wildest ride you'll ever witness? It's all of the above, and it's about to go down. NASCAR. Any questions? The NASCAR Cup Series, brought to you by Coca-Cola and Las Vegas, Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox.
Four-time NASCAR Cup Series champion Jeff Gordon collected three Daytona 500 victories driving the number 24 Chevrolet. The car's new pilot, William Byron, just won his first Great American Race. But now as Hendrick Motorsports vice chairman, Gordon said he enjoyed Byron's triumph from a different viewpoint.
Seeing what Rick has accomplished and what the company has accomplished, and as you mentioned, as a driver, I never thought that I could get as much joy out of watching somebody else win or from this perspective. But honestly, I've seen the hard work, I've seen the effort, I've seen the passion that this whole, you know, Hendrick Motorsports company has, but also those individual teams.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because when people don't have to worry about where their next meal is coming from, they can truly thrive, like Marta.
And now we'll hear from our class valedictorian, who with our hard work never ceases to amaze us. Please welcome Marta Moreno.
And Alex.
Hey, Alex, how did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
I knew it. Let's meet up later to celebrate.
And Diego.
Mom! I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. feedingamerica.org/act now. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports. Good afternoon. I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers look to improve their spot in the Big Ten tournament as they go on the road tomorrow to take on Indiana. The Marquette Golden Eagles will be back in action in Big East play on Wednesday night as they play host to Providence. To the NBA, where the Milwaukee Bucks back in action tomorrow night playing host to the Charlotte Hornets. The Bucks yesterday picked up a 119-98 victory over the Philadelphia 76ers. Giannis just missing a triple-double, 30 points, 12 rebounds, 9 assists. To college hockey, where the Wisconsin Badgers this upcoming weekend have an opportunity at a Big Ten regular season title, the series against Michigan State. On the women's side, Wisconsin opens up playing the WCHA tournament, the second-ranked Badgers coming off of splitting a weekend series with top-ranked Ohio State. Spring training baseball, the Brewers in action right now against the Cincinnati Reds. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by the all-new OutdoorNews.com.
Deadlines to remove permanent ice shanties from state waters are coming up. I'll share specific dates when we return. But first, like every serious angler in this region, I want to make the most of my time on the water. That's why I read OutdoorNews.com. This all-new digital resource is loaded with valuable tips, lake profiles, up-to-date fishing reports, gear reviews, and breaking news on laws and regulations that affect the sports we love. Plus, OutdoorNews.com will help you catch more and bigger fish. Be prepared and get ahead of the crowd. Join OutdoorNews.com today.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds anglers that ice shanty removal dates are approaching. Permanent ice shelters, or those not removed daily, must be removed from all state waters by specific dates. Although mild winter conditions may have hindered the ability to fish from ice shanties on some water bodies, anglers who were able to get a shanty out on the ice are reminded to remove them by the following dates. If you've got an ice shelter on a Wisconsin and Minnesota boundary water, those need to be removed by Friday, March 1st. You've got until Sunday, March 3rd, to remove all ice shelters from inland waters south of Highway 64. The date for Wisconsin and Michigan boundary waters is on or before March 15th. And you can mark St. Patrick's Day, Sunday, March 17th, as the date you need to remove all ice shanties from Lake Michigan, Green Bay, Lake Superior, and inland waters north of Highway 64. Anglers can continue to use portable ice shanties after these dates, just as long as they're removed from the ice when they're not actively in use at the end of each day. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Find out more at OutdoorNews.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and warm tonight, to low in the upper 30s. A slight shower chance for Tuesday, high by midday in the mid-50s with falling temps in the afternoon and breezy. Snow showers tomorrow night with wind gusts to 40 miles an hour. Sunny and much colder Wednesday, high only mid-20s. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 63 right now.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the channel final bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield, and you never know where you're going to find Susan Littlefield broadcasting from, as we are doing today's final bell from the Houston airport right next to baggage claim. I found some electricity and we are golden and good to go. And markets that, of course, saw some up numbers after that crazy disappointing trade that we saw on Friday. We actually got to see numbers up a little bit. Now we look at the rest of the complex as well. We'll kind of dive into what some of those factors were that moved these markets. But nice to see higher corn, higher beans, and believe it or not, even some green on that wheat. Cattle numbers saw some higher numbers while the feeder cattle ended up lower and the lean hogs to the lower side. PJ Conrad joins us today. He is with Trados, and you won't be here at Commodity Classic, but hopefully next year you'll be able to join us down here. But hey, if we can keep these grain numbers going like this week during Commodity Classic, you and I could be the heroes of everything that's going on.
You know, there'll be a lot more people smiling going down there at obviously up 8 doesn't fix our problem, but it sure puts a pep in our step for, I mean, just the last probably 2 months, you were lucky to find a day up 2 or 3. And so up 8 feels like up 80, but a lot of work left to do. But it's still, like you said, exciting. And if that's what it takes for the markets to rally, Susan, you can stay in Houston as long as you would like, because this is beneficial and, you know, just, I think, if anything, emotionally appeasing. You know, it's you can talk about a lot of reasons of how we got here and everything going on, to bring the market down, and then now, you know, whatever, one day up. And I do think just something to touch on is the emotional beating you take in this process, right? You go back and you kind of relive going back to last June and the things that led you to being sold or unsold, right? And a lot of history and statistics and everything else would tell you typically we get some post-harvest rally. And here we sit, you know, 60 days later, kind of the start of the year here, and it hasn't happened. And so I think you can tell it, and Susan, I'm sure you see it more than I do, of just the amount of, you know, frustration maybe is a good word, did we miss all this forever? And, you know, nothing stays one way forever, and I'm not saying that we're going back to $5 today, or that the bottom's in. You know, we could be down 8 tomorrow. But I think keeping your emotions in check in this time frame of saying, okay, I have to make a decision with, you know, whether it's a basis contract you had to do last week, or futures contract you got to deal with this week, all of those things force you into making decisions that maybe you wouldn't make, right? But you don't want to make an emotional decision there. You know, you want to get some cash out of the deal, but try to revisit. If you've wrote it down to this point, you, in my opinion, it's the time of year you'd want to retain some ownership to at least say, can we catch some sort of retracement? Now, I don't know if that's 450 or 5, but I do think there's everyone's targets are obviously lower when you see this type of pullback. So I think on the way up, you know, if you get 450 cash type value out there, you probably run into a decent slug of farmers selling. And so that's just something to keep in mind as we move along here and hopefully see more positive markets.
So I want to kind of rewind to what we saw on Friday's trade, because it was a gut punch. I was at NCC, the Classic, and I had so many guys come by to say, really, did I just look at that right? Did corn finish below $4? And I know that's a level we don't want to see, and hopefully a level we don't go back to. But you talk about the emotion and trying to keep it out of this marketing trade. We've got guys that got grain still in the bin going into this year's spring planting. What is kind of the mode of action at this point of other things that you guys are suggesting to your clients?
Okay, so you look at that, and you have today we even went down, March corn went down to 394.5, kind of early trade there going into midday. We finally bounced off, and you hope maybe those are some of the scoring, some of the lows. You know, you get it down 5 and you close up 8. You know, the buzzword probably running across a lot of commodity talk shows today will be was this a key reversal? Well, we need to see follow through. But, you know, what do you do about it? Because you're, unfortunately, and fortunately on one hand, you do have grain in the bin that you have to do something with. You got to kind of look out and think, okay, March, you probably need to move some stuff. And so you're making some decisions from a cash flow reason, but be reasonable with your expectations too. I think that's the biggest thing, just having some conversations with guys. It's like, well, how much did you have sold, say, during harvest? What'd you sell during harvest? Okay, let's fast forward to now, and your sale that maybe you made, let's just say Friday, at $4 cash. Well, depending on your percentages, what's that do to your total crop average? then you move forward and say, well, my next increment, you know, if it's at 450 cash, what's that do to my total farm average? And the biggest thing I think with all that is just having good expectations, but not pushing yourself down the line where you wake up in late June and you're in the same situation, whether prices, they could be higher, or you have to put yourself in the mindset they could be lower too, or basis could be 30 cents wider. And those are all conversations you need to have with yourself or someone to say, well, where am I going to be after going through this? The emotion of the down is real. You also got to remember the emotion back up is going to be equally as strong of thinking, well, this corn was worth five or whatever the number is. Don't get greedy either on the way up. You do have another crop you're going to put in the ground, and don't let your 23 marketing and completion of marketing this 23 crop distort your 24 thought processes too. If you're sitting on a decent chunk in the bin, you're going to have to be a seller of 23 crop here in March. If you can move some in April, May, that should be a great basis opportunity there. But you should also be making some 24 decisions because there's a lot of seasonality after, you know, July 10th, 15th that we're going to fall off. And so consistently putting yourself, you know, 1 month ahead or 2 months ahead mentally of a price action can keep you out of, you know, maybe where you sit today. And I think this pullback has taken everybody by somewhat of a surprise.
All right. Well, stick around, folks. We've got a lot more coming up as we get ready for the second half of today's Channel Final Bell as we get ready to kick off Commodity Classic here in Houston. More is coming up. It's the Channel Final Bell right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. I'm talking to you from Houston, Texas, actually the airport at this point, first half of the corn perspective. Let's look at soybeans. Kind of give us your takeaway of what we saw for soybeans on a Monday with all those influences we have coming in from South America when it's talking about what their yield numbers are looking like at this point and weather there. And I know it's it's late February now, PJ, and guys are like, hey, I'm ready to get in the field.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, bean action maybe wasn't, we're finished 10 cents off the lows on the March contract. You know, maybe not as exciting when you see corn up 8. Corn did have some really strong export numbers, export inspections, like 48 million. And so that's always a positive, where beans are more just in the middle of the range. So I don't know if that's why they didn't get as excited, but it did seem, and I can't remember where I read this, but it sounds like maybe South American or CONAB's walking back from their yield still. And so at what point does USDA walk some of that back? I mean, that's kind of the everlasting question, is how big was that crop down there? And it seems like you can't get a handle on it at all, versus you question our crop numbers, but down there seems like even more of an elusive number to come up with. But you do wonder or think there's probably some good probabilities we see a decrease in production down there on a balance sheet moving forward. To what degree will obviously be the mover. I will say the good and bad part about beans is they took $2 off, but they can also add $2 back in a pretty quick hurry if there is an issue somewhere, and that would be the kind of driving factor. Is it going to be a South American thing? And everyone said, you know, funds are so short, they have to, you know, and commercials are long, this thing has to rally. I mean, it doesn't have to rally, right? The market can remain irrational longer and you can remain solvent. So that's the whole deal, but you also got to look on the flip side, and, you know, fundamentals are what they are. They're obvious after the fact. They're trying to pick out maybe some points instead of pointing to all the bearish things moving forward, because those seem to be easy to find. You know, could we have some problems with the Safrina crop? in just South America and the second crop in general? Could that yield drop back from their first crop on soybeans? You know, some of those actors can pump, you know, fundamental actions can get things excited for the suns again and kind of work us back higher. You know, could we be $2 higher in a month and a half? I mean, there's a lot of statistics out there that would tell you we'll be back towards harvest type prices by April 1st, but that seems like a long call today, and I wouldn't put your money on it. But this, the sector in general, looks like it wants to finally maybe get off a point of weakness. I mean, you know, you look at technicals, and there's a lot of different ways to read them, and everything else, and everyone's chart has a different line on it that tells you some number. But at the end of the day, we've been at, you know, what they would call weakness now for about 3.5 months, which is the first time in about 20 years we've done that. Now, again, that doesn't mean we have to rally or even go into strength. It might not be the rally you're looking for, but it would be an indication of a time you can make additional sales or at least look to see what's happening. And I hate to say it, but you might get some acre battle coming up. I mean, beans are low enough that I think we're still at 2.5 to 1 corn, or beans to corn. That probably doesn't argue a big acre shift. But if corn gets excited, beans are going to have to get excited. And again, the South, like you said, the South American yield number, if that can keep dropping, would be kind of the catalyst for beans to take back off.
So let's look at the flip side of that, and we look at the happenings going on within the livestock sector. How do they absorb all that's happening in this grain complex? And we touched on it a little bit last week during the program, but is this a time that we should really be doing some extra marketing and purchasing of grains for going into spring and summer?
I think so. I mean, obviously everyone's numbers look different, right? But to a certain degree, you got to say at some point, I'm willing to own the corn. And this would be when you're staring at, you know, 5 years lows, which you could, you know, make that argument that you were staring at those for the last 40 cents. But you want to keep booking those needs out, right? And if it makes sense for what you have doing, I definitely am a proponent of saying, let's get these locked in, because we are at some low numbers and we're coming in. I can't reiterate enough, we're coming in a time of year that we're going to get some market action to the positive. Now, we don't know what number that's coming from or where that's going to, but our abilities to have volatility in the market to the up are statistically higher for the next, you know, what, 4 months, roughly, 120 days. And so if you're a cattle guy, you got to be looked probably to be a buyer of corn anyways. You've got some great fat cattle numbers. On the flip side of that, you got some expensive feeders out there to buy too. So it's tough to make all that work. But if you can lock down this component, then it maybe takes out some of your other moving numbers within your operation, so you can focus on a different one to try to value add things.
All right. What's the best way folks can get a hold of you?
Yeah, you can call us at, or call me at 402-858-7529. You can find us on any social media platform at Trados LLC. And you will not find us, though, at the Commodity Classic season. So maybe next year you can find us there and I can hang out with you at the baggage claim. But maybe we could probably find a bar that would be a little bit better.
There you go. Of course, we encourage folks to come on out to Commodity Classic. That's where they're headed. And just a quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. That's today's Channel Final Bell on the road right here on the Rural Radio Network.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
The Pepin County Health Department provides confidential reproductive health and family planning services here in Durand. Services include birth control methods and supplies, routine preventative exams, cervical cancer screenings, STI testing and treatment, emergency contraception, and pregnancy testing. All are available at low or no cost to you. Whatever your situation, the Pepin County Health Department is here to help you. Call or text 715-279-3241 for more information or to set up an appointment.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture.
Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants. Groundwater supplies are a vital source of water for communities and industries around the world, agriculture most certainly included. Researchers from several universities published a new study on global groundwater resources, revealing some interesting trends. I'll be back with more.
Hi, this is Max Armstrong here to remind you that the Morton Buildings annual sales event, Building Value Days, is on now till the end of February. That means you get the best for less. Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. If you need equipment storage or a shop for your farm or hobbies or even a garage, stall, barn, or storage for an RV, a boat, or vehicles, visit MortonBuildings.com to take advantage of their discounted sales event pricing. They use quality materials and expert craftsmen with an industry-leading warranty to ensure your addition is enjoyed by generations to come. And they have thousands of satisfied customers. I ought to know. I am one. Don't wait to take advantage of the Building Value Day sales event. Visit MortonBuildings.com today. Certain restrictions may apply. This offer may not be available in all states. To qualify for the discount, order must be placed between now and February 29th, 2024. Contact your local Morton office for more details or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Groundwater is an essential resource for billions of people around the world, with a role that includes maintaining ecosystems, cities, and of course, agriculture. With declining aquifer levels under several key growing and population areas, scientists have been devoting more research to understanding the factors that can cause them to rise and fall. A new study, published last week in the journal Nature, aims to provide a comprehensive assessment of the state of global groundwater levels. The team of researchers from UC Santa Barbara, Rutgers, University College London, and the Swiss Federal Research Institute analyzed data from over 170,000 monitoring wells and 1,693 aquifer systems, a data trove that covers approximately 75% of the world's groundwater withdrawals. What the data showed was widespread groundwater level declines. At times, the water levels declined by more than 18 inches per year. The biggest losses occurred in arid regions with extensive agricultural activities. 30% of the world's aquifers have seen declines of this size over the last 40 years, and the authors said this was a matter of urgent concern. But it wasn't all bad news. In several places, aquifers have recharged through different interventions, banning withdrawals or taxing water users in some cases, but also through interbasin water transfers and deliberate recharge, the last of those being the most interesting. Managed aquifer recharge projects involve capturing excess water, typically stormwater runoff that would escape to the sea, treating it if needed, and then introducing it to the aquifer through an injection well or spreading basin. The water then gradually percolates through the soil and into the aquifer, providing that crucial recharge for the underground water storage. One state faced with a deluge of snow and winter rain last year has provided a recent laboratory for managed aquifer recharge, and I'll be back with more after this.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
One of the largest laboratories for testing managed aquifer recharge projects in the last year has been the state of California. Due to record-breaking snow levels last year, the state had plenty of water. And as of last July, recharge in California had collected about 2.1 million acre-feet of water. That's about one-third of the prior year's overdraft. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and warm tonight, to low in the upper 30s. A slight shower chance for Tuesday, high by midday in the mid-50s with falling temps in the afternoon and breezy. Snow showers tomorrow night with wind gusts to 40 miles an hour. Sunny and much colder Wednesday, high only mid-20s. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 63 right now.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Ooh. Hey girl, hey, where you going? Come back and sit back down. You look too good to be heading home so early now. You say you gotta work tomorrow. Got a lot on your mind. Let me buy another round, girl. I think you and I should just drink on it. Put our heads together and think on it. Maybe later on we can sleep on it. But for right now, girl, we just need to drink on it. We can talk rocket science, Jesus or politics. Hey, your boyfriend cheated on you, man, I'd like to bust his lip. I could use another whiskey and your cosmos getting low. While we're trying to figure out the next place we should go, we can drink on it. Put our heads together and think on it. Maybe later can sleep on it, but for right now, girl, we just need to drink on it. This place is closing down, but I don't want. A good thing going, girl. Let's find out what it is and drink on it. Your place of mind, girl, we can drink on it. Dust off a bottle and drink on it. Feels like we're doing something right. Let's find a corner of the night where you and I can just drink on it. Put our heads together and maybe later on we can sleep on it. But for right now, girl, we just need to drink on it. Might make a memory that we won't forget.
Just to have one dance with you.
came from. But I thank my lucky stars above that I got the chance to have a dance. But one dance just ain't enough. I think I'm falling in love. I'm holding heaven in my arms tonight. Everything about you is so perfectly right. I've never been there, but I think I might be holding heaven in my arms tonight.
Mondovi Buffaloes. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Well, I love her, but I love the fish. I spend all day out on this lake, and hell is all I catch. But today she met me at the door, said I would have to choose. If I hit that fishing hole today, she'd be packing all her things and she'd be gone by noon. I'm gonna miss her when I get home. Right now I'm on this lake shore, and I'm sitting in the sun. I'm sure it'll hit me when I walk through that door tonight. Yeah, I'm gonna miss her. Oh, looky there, I've got a bite. All if I hurry, I could beg her to stay. That water's right and the weather's perfect. No telling what I might catch today. So I'm gonna miss her when I get home. Right lake shore, and I'm sitting in the sun. I'm sure it'll hit me when I walk through that door tonight. Yeah, I'm gonna miss her. Oh, looky there, another bite. Yeah, I'm gonna miss her. Oh, looky there, I've got a bite.
wondering how will I ever be strong. I know I'll live to love again. I just leaned on you too long. It's been an uphill fight, but I'm gonna be alright.
I didn't know my own strength
till I had to pick myself up.
Sizzle, we're Country Fried. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Been up since the crack of dawn, just trying to get paid. Been hotter than 100 suns, I can't find no shade. Two more rows and I'm good to go. Yeah, I'm shutting this tractor down. Give me a half an hour for a shave and a shower, and I'll be outside your house. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight. Yeah, got a little dirt on my boots. Hard as I worked all day, I'm gonna work hard loving on you. Spin you all over that dance floor, right out of them high heel shoes. And when you're ready to quit, baby, we can slip right out of that barroom door. And when I take you home, don't worry, babe, I'm gonna kick them off on the porch. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight. Yeah.